One of the greats of the jazz world died yesterday, Buddy Rich, the legendary drummer and big band leader. Rich died at his home in Los Angeles after suffering sudden respiratory and cardiac failure. He had undergone surgery on March 16th for the removal of a cancerous brain tumor and had been receiving chemotherapy. 4 years ago, he had had open heart surgery. Buddy Rich was 69 years old. He began his career half a century ago. At age two, he was known as Baby Traps the Drum Wonder, banging out the Stars and Stripes Forever on a miniature tin drum. He went on to become one of the most respected drummers in jazz history. Here's commentator and music critic Howard Mandel.
Bernard Buddy Rich always seemed like a tough guy, someone born with drumsticks in his hands, eager to beat the world into the shape he heard. Taste and subtlety were not his strong suits. Power, technique, and rhythm were, and he contributed his exacting sense of swing to the big bands of Bunny Berrigan, Artie Shaw, Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, and Benny Carter before going off to the war in the 40s. Characteristically, Buddy Rich served the United States as a Marine. When Rich returned to civilian life, forming his own big band in 46, the heyday of jazz dance orchestras was over, supplanted by the small group sounds of bebop, and Rich's supremacy on drums was challenged by drummers like Max Roach, who were more sensitive to a soloist's accents, less insistent on driving a squadron of brass and reeds. Of course, Rich was competitive. It would take more than the decline of a style to still him. And he was an exciting member of the touring Jazz at the Philharmonic All-Stars, an equal recording with Art Tatum and Lionel Hampton, or Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie on the bebop classic Bird and Diz. But the 50s weren't easy on Buddy Rich. He rejoined his old band leaders with their reduced personnels. He tried singing and acting. He found his native Brooklyn pugnaciousness made an impression on television viewers when he'd appear as a talk show guest. He'd say exactly what he thought. At the start of the 60s, Buddy Rich bounced back from heart attacks to play drums again, and he put his own big band together again in 66, the first time since 1951 he'd led an orchestra. He played the hits of the day, pounding a 10-minute drum solo as the climax of a medley of West Side Story songs, adapting the music of the Beatles, the Doors, and Paul Simon. He was hard on the Sounds of Silence, with his bombastic energy relegated to four totally independent limbs. In the Encyclopedia of Jazz, Leonard Feather mentions that Buddy Rich once engaged in a drum battle with Art Blakey, Max Roach, and Elvin Jones. I wonder who won. He was always a top draw in jazz clubs and festivals around the world. He'd roar up to a concert with a busful of no-name recruits, and he'd dominate the ensuing show. One could have a lot of respect for Buddy Rich without ever loving his music, and Buddy Rich wouldn't care. He was the jazz man who knew what he wanted and did pretty much what he liked, until he went into the hospital a couple of weeks ago with a brain tumor. Rich had an operation and chemotherapy, but he died yesterday at age 69.
Commentator and critic Howard Mandel is senior editor of Ear Magazine and a contributor to Downbeat Magazine. Of 1985. At the time, Rich and his band were headed to New York to the Blue Note for a big band festival. The drummer talked about his feeling for big band jazz. He called it the complete sound of music.
There's nothing like it in the world. The impact that eight brass, five saxophones, and the rhythm section can have on your whole body is something that can't be duplicated by a quartet or a quintet or a sextet. There's nothing like it.
Can you hear everything?
Everything. I hear things that I don't hear. I hear things that perhaps can hurt, and I'll explain that to the people who are doing it, and the next time it might be better, or at least they'll experiment with things that I suggest they do.
You can hear all that and still do your thing, too.
Oh, I don't pay attention to what I do. I pay more attention to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I know what I want to do, and sometimes I'm even lucky enough to do it.
What if I'm in the horn section and I'm messing up? What happens?
You won't be there tomorrow night.
When do I get the news?
While you're messing up. Without a doubt.
In front of all these people.
Doesn't make any difference. Your obligation to the audience is to give them the best you can while they're out there. They're spending their bucks to come and hear you. And they don't want inadequate people up there. They're as choosy as I am. And since they're paying me, I owe it to them to give them the best that I can offer and the best that I can get out of my people.
Do you feel little glances coming your way?
No, but they feel the glance coming their way. Very definitely.
Jazz drummer Buddy Rich. He died yesterday at age 69.